أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. And we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we begin, inshallah ta'ala, we like to remind you, as we remind ourselves, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be within a sacred month, on a sacred day, at a sacred time. And as a result, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, He is the author of time, and He is the decider of what is and is not holy and sacred. And in al-Islam, as we know, the distinction of something being sacred or holy for the Muslim is that there is barakah, blessing in it. So the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months, are sacred because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed barakah, blessing, within these specific times. And thus, the gaining or the harvesting of those blessings is achieved through supplication. We, inshallah ta'ala, will be coming up upon the white nights, as they are known, or the nights in which the moon is full. And this is an auspicious occasion for the Muslims in this month the lap, so to speak, of the sacred months. It is the first that appears in before the holy month of Ramadan, and it is the, as we said, the lap of the sacred months, and it is crowned by one of the most miraculous, holy, blessed events in al-Islam, and that is Isra and Mi'raj. Inshallah ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to the best of our knowledge, we anticipate those white nights to begin this Sunday evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening. The day will be, as we know, the night comes before the day, so the 15th, as we know it, inshallah ta'ala, will be Wednesday, but Wednesday, Tuesday night, the eve, is when you will notice the white night, the moon being full. So inshallah ta'ala, hawwal, as we say in Arabic, exert yourself, try, do your best, inshallah ta'ala, to observe these nights and these days of the sacred month of Rajab with supplication. And inshallah ta'ala, we will cover some of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon supplication and our understanding of such as we speak about Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim alayhi salam as a friend. Now, it's important, inshallah ta'ala, in the few moments that we have, to understand the magnitude of this. And as we know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've given many khutbah with regards to him. It is still equally important to understand what this position is for Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what that means for us as Muslims, and what we can learn from this position, and how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confer this upon him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as there is no need to go into great detail about the fact that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is undisputed. While people may take exception to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then a few may take exception to Prophet Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, nobody disputes Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nobody disputes Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. As a matter of fact, everybody wants to claim him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it very clear, He was neither a Jew nor a Christian. But He was Hanifan. His worship was pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes that very clear. We must know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as again I said, in these brief moments that we have, that just as Prophet Ibrahim was blessed to build the Kaaba with his hands, with his son, this is not just, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arbitrarily chose this particular prophet and his son, who's also a prophet. May Allah be pleased with them both. Look at where he sat in the line of prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to come to re-establish the foundations that had been covered over. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread out the earth from in Umul Qura, the mother of the cities. The place that Adam and his wife Hawa first established as a place of prayer and made tawaf when they got here. And that it has been known and was known as Becca because Adam alayhi salam cried for his sin there, and people later came there to do the same, and then it became known as Mecca as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. But it only became known as Mecca with Ibrahim alayhi salam. You should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Tubba, one of the kings, the great kings of his time, he had, prior to Abraha, long before Abraha, someone from that town had caused him, the town of Mecca, had caused him grief, and he had made it a point, I'm going to destroy the Kaaba. He passed by two of Bani Israel who were greatly known for their scholarship. And they told him, the house of God will defend itself. Don't do that. These are not Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said this was the first house. And it has been well established, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, that they know this deen better than they know their own sons. Well established that this was the house of worship of Allah. They knew Abraham and Ismail, not Ishaq, Ismail, may Allah be pleased with them both, built it with their hands. And they told Tubba, do not do that. You won't be successful. Instead, you should honor the house. And he had the great fortune of being the first one to cover the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with cloth. I mention this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because it's very important that we look at Ibrahim alayhi salam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have us recognize him. Look at his position. He, Abraham alayhi salam, and his son, Ismail alayhi salam, established the Qibla, established the direction, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have them do so, for all of those whom he said make them Muslim, for the Muslims, all of them. And that is where he stands. That he stands at the head of all of the revealed scriptures. That from him, all of the famous prophets come from his two children. All of them. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with something that, again, we must have recognition and understanding of when it comes to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not only to be Khalil and not only to be the father of the prophets and not only to be recognized by all of humanity as the prophet and messenger of God. No one disputes that. But look at what else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon him. First, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should know that for Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred 46 honors and dignities of distinction solely for Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. We should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, established Ibrahim and Ismail, may Allah be pleased with them both, as the roots of this deen. We should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that whereas all of the other prophets and messengers, like Musa alayhi salam, asked to be counted among the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked to be numbered among the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is the only prophet whose path that the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to follow. And take the path, وَاتَّخَذَ مِلَّةُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and take the path, the millah, the way of Abraham alayhi salam. This is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us pay attention. It's not enough to make dua. What I mean by that is that you can ask, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, some things that you want may not be good for you. You may, as He says specifically, you may desire that which is bad for you and hate that which is good for you. So what that says is that it's not enough just to ask. You need to know what to ask. And so look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam with. He blessed him first to know what to ask for. As he says in his book, وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانًا صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and make my mention, make people, when they talk about me, say something good and truthful. Make my mention, my name, honorable among the last of the generations. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah bless Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to know what to ask for. When he said in his book, and remember when the Lord of Abraham tried him with commands which he fulfilled, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I am going to make you the imam of men, all of them. And what did Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did Allah bless him to know? Quickly, وَمِن ذُرِّيَاتِي, and from my descendants. Allah blessed him to know what to ask. He was wise enough to know, okay, Allah is telling me, He's giving me something. He's the generous, let me ask for something else. My children too. All of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in so many words, He said that my covenant, this promise, because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, He speaks the truth. There's no wishy-washy when He speaks. When He promises, He makes a promise, He means it. La tukliful al-mi'ad, He does not break His promise. So He told Ibrahim, I will give you that, but this ahd, this covenant, this pact, this oath from me does not include the oppressors from your line. Everybody else, yes, but not the oppressors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam to take for himself, for his dhurriya, for his descendants, something that we have to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to understand when He says this, من أظلم, who is the greater oppressor, ظلم, than one who invents a lie against God, or lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or oppresses himself by worshipping idols. That person stands at the top of the oppressors. That person who invents it, or agrees to it, or worships idols, or anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are at the top. Everybody else comes second. They are at the top. So anyone who worships statues is not included in that leadership. Ever in their life, they're not included in that leadership. The flip side of that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you need to understand, is that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, for those who got that leadership, he said, knowing that this position of imam, he was already a nabi, a prophet. He was already a rasul, a messenger. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred this upon him, it is top. It is the top of the top. And he secured that for his dhurriya, his descendants, and thus they who Allah makes that are purified. They are not going to the fire. They are not going to be punished. That is an ahad, an oath. He has secured for his family this ni'mah. And we know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is of the nation, rather of the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly lets us know, subhanallah, that all of his sins, past, present, and future, as Allah says in the Holy Quran, have been forgiven. So we need to understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what relationship are we talking about when we talk about Prophet Ibrahim, the Imam of humanity? May Allah have mercy upon him. Khalilullah, subhanallah al-azim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again, as I remind myself, about the supplication. That this is the month of supplication, and we are talking about the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa," he completed all of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked him to do. And it was after he had completed all of what Allah had asked him to do, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the first to be a person to sacrifice their son for him. He was the first. The first to be thrown in the fire for him. The first to destroy idols for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first, subhanallah, at 80 years old to circumcise himself. Yes. For the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, after he had completed all of these tests, Allah took Abraham alayhi salam as his friend. That he truly, truly was loyal for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the main thing that every Muslim, every single Muslim needs to understand about this deen. What is its root? Loyalty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loyalty, sincere loyalty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is established, its foundations, its roots is the loyalty of Ibrahim alayhi salam to his creator. Hanifan, pure. No doubt, no question about who he believed in. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran that He blessed Ibrahim to know how to supplicate. When He said, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكِنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ O our Lord, رَبَّنَا And make us submissive Muslims to you. And of our offspring, a ummah, a nation of Muslims, submissive to you. And show us our manasik, what we should show, what our action should be to demonstrate our respect and accept our repentance. Truly, you are the one who accepts repentance the most merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He conferred upon Ibrahim that he and his son Ismail, the Prophet alayhi salam, would be the one to establish the first house. To build it with their hands. And that Maqam Ibrahim would be the stand, would be the place, the marking to this day. If you have not made Hajj, you have not made Umrah, you have not visited the house, inshallah ta'ala, Allah bless you to do so. And you can see with your own two eyes the footprints of Abraham alayhi salam. There, Maqam Ibrahim, where he stood to make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our manasik establishes with him our way, our path, how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that right there at that place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it stand forever. Hatta yawmuddin, until the day of judgment. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and remember when we showed Ibrahim the site of the sacred house, saying, do not associate anyone with worship with me, and sanctify my house. Sanctify, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic so that you know, He says, وطهر purify طهر يطهر طهر clean it my house for those who come to make tawaf circumambulated for those who stand up in salah for those who bow to submit themselves for those to make sujood dear Muslim brothers and sisters There is no greater ni'mah than for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the human being with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the greatest conference, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, out of all the things that He gave Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, was that He made him the reason or rather made him the template of blessings for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we pray, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The companions asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how are we supposed to answer this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in his hadith that Allah had revealed to me after He had revealed to 8,000 other messengers and prophets, 4,000 from Bani Israel, revealed to me after 8,000, even though 125,000, as we know, came, these were the ones who received revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of all of those prophets and messengers, He did not say, bless them as you bless Isa alayhi salam, or bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you bless Musa alayhi salam, or bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you blessed Nuh alayhi salam. No. The way to pray for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you send prayers upon Abraham alayhi salam. And bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you bless Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. He is the template. That means that He did not give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything better than, whether in this particular case, He did not give Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam anything better than He could give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in blessing and barakah. If He did, He would have asked us to pray for Him that way. But this is the top. Bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as you blessed Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the root. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in his hadith, I am the answer to the supplication of my father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we know that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, and Allah brought this to light for the Muslims, his dua, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Surely my salah and my sacrifice, my life and my death are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we deviate from this, then what we call ourselves is a misnomer, a misnaming. We have faltered and slipped. If this is not our sunnah, if we are not following these things within our life, that we, when someone looks at what we do, not what we say, and they don't find sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then really, truly, what are we? We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, this is the millah of Ibrahim. This, not any other way, this is His way. And it is a way, as we say in the Al-Fatiha, as Allah has us say, the way of those upon you have bestowed your grace. Siratul Mustaqim. This is that way. And we should be convicted that
that we may slip, but not slip off. Period. No if, no and, no but. Yes, I may fall. I am a human being, but I'm not going to fall off. Because there is no other way. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, sacrifice is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why do you think Bani Israel wants to claim it? No, that was his haq. That was us. Why? Not his building of the Kaaba. No, they say, oh no, y'all got that one. But we want the sacrifice. Because it represents true belief. Sadaq. Truth. That there's no play there. When you come to take your only son, sharpen the blade, tie him up, tears and all, but you say, you know, for Allah's sake, you gotta go. Ain't no play there. And they want that honor. They want to bask in that light of faith. So they will fight you up and down. No, it was his haq. And it wasn't. And they know it. But dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what that shows you is that you don't know your own religion. Because what they want to be part of, you run from. Somebody tell you, brothers, we have to sacrifice for the face of Allah. I didn't hear that. I'm leaving. Yet this is what your enemy wants to be a part of. They know it better than you. Shame. 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 We should never have to talk about the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in need. This man walked all the way from Palestine to Mecca to build a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And y'all won't go in your pocket, 6 inches? To pull out something for his face. Shame. And get upset when you're reminded of it.
Oh, here you go again talking about that money stuff. I'm tired of here.
SubhanAllah, brother. This is Islam. That's what this is. Sacrifice. That's what this is. Because it represents not what I have. Who are you? You are what Allah decided you to be. You didn't have no say in the matter coming here, and you won't have any say when you leave. And everything that you claim, somebody will say, yeah, it was his. Now it's mine. And the only thing you gain is what you invested with Allah's face. So again, as we began, we are in a sacred month, on a sacred day, at a sacred time, and it's blessed only if those invest. That's the only way you get ni'ma in Islam. You don't just show up and say, hey, I'm blessed. No, there has to be some effort. There has to be some effort. Yes, everybody was born Muslim, but guess what? You got to reaffirm that in order to gain the blessing. You have to state as a fact, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Some effort on your part has to be made. We have 5 principles of faith. Each one means an action on your behalf. Something that you show, Allah, you gave this, I am giving it back. I am sacrificing my tongue, my money, myself, my life, my everything for you. Because you gave it to me in the first place. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I'm going to remind you as I remind myself. You know, you get a cut. Ah. And it don't hurt right away till you pour something on it. And you know you haven't really cleaned it off until that pinch, that pain, that bacteria is gone. Well, guess what? When you hear as a cat and you get a pinch in your brain or your heart, something needs to be cleaned off. If it hurts you, you need to do some scrubbing. Now, we all get holy when the holy month of Ramadan comes around. But that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 60 days out, He gives you a time to really prepare. The seventh month, 60 days before the holy month of Ramadan, the lap of the sacred months, you have an opportunity to show your true mettle when the heat of the fast is not on you, but when the shaitan is. Are you real? Do you really mean to sacrifice? Does Allah really mean something to you? Or are you, as the word is now, a casual Muslim? I can't even believe somebody put those two words together. Casual Muslim. Subhanallah. No such thing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have a great opportunity, a great responsibility, a great blessing. And it is ours to lose. This path that Allah placed us upon, the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he completed with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's unfortunate that we cannot see, as Allah promises us, with surety of sight, how great and how overwhelming that relief and gratitude that He chose us to be in this nation. Because if we did, there would be no reason to speak about it. We must, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, stand against ourselves and make that commitment. If we want to benefit, we have no other way to do it but how Allah established through Ibrahim and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other way, and we shouldn't be looking for one. Ain't no shortcuts here. Ain't no jumping in the head of the line. That's not going to happen. We prove our mettle. We prove our faith through sacrifice. May Allah bless us to be amongst those who are counted in the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless us to remove the crust over our hearts that prevent us from sacrificing for this cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us taste the sweetness of sacrificing for His face and reap the reward that He gives to those who strive with their life, with their wealth, with all that they have in His cause. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.